You last had this item before you on June 23rd, and at that time you had adopted a conceptual amendment that would have provided $1 million to the local option equalization grants account that House Bill 2300 sets up, and these the account is to implement the provision of ballot measure 1.
I'll call it back.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So without objection, we'll reconsider and call the 2300 back from the full Ways and Means. We passed it out with a due pass recommendation, but to make some corrections to it, we need to have it back without objection. We do.
Thank you. And Mr. Chair, at the time that you adopted the conceptual amendment with the $1 million, the information from the Legislative Revenue Office had shown that three school districts that have local option levies would be eligible, and there was an estimated value of a grant award to those three districts of $422,000. There are some variables in the calculation, and it's the opinion now that a funding level of $600,000 would be sufficient to cover the estimate plus whatever would be likely for an actual calculation at the time these grants are awarded. Because it is a continuously appropriated account, if there were any excess in the account, it would roll forward into the 2003-05 biennium. The measure does provide that any new local option levies adopted after the biennium starts would not be eligible for grant awards until the subsequent biennium. So we would not expect new levies coming in place during 0103 to qualify and cause an increase in the award amounts needed.
Okay, questions?
Move the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Trow has moved the dash four amendments to House Bill 2300 as proposed. It's on the back of the memorandum from LFO. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none. So, order. Senator Trow moves the A.N. House Bill 2300 as amended with dash four to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Cliff, would you like to take that?
Sure.
Cliff, take the floor and stop me on the floor. And who's on the floor. Close that order of business and open possible reconsideration and work session on House Bill 2298.
And Rep. Winters was ready to carry that on the floor the other day.
2298?
Yes.
Well, Sue's here, so we'll see what we have. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, no.
Yeah, you read in a one or two legislators.
Sorry.
You're glad he's where he is.
Yes.
Doing what he's doing.
Yes. Well, no, I did not see that. I'll have to look.
Yeah.
Had left before the Oregonian came to our house.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, thank you. So sometimes it's there before I leave, and sometimes not.
Okay, we have before us. Gee, do we have a memorandum from you, Sue?
No, you don't, Mr. Chair.
Okay, well,
you need to do something similar to what you did with the other bill.
All right, take a look at 2300 that we just did, and fill in the blank.
Suspend the rules to reconsider.
Okay, and there's no objection. We'll suspend the rules in order to reconsider the vote by which we adopted House Bill 2298. And
we have to pull it back on the floor.
It would be from the House floor.
Back to floor.
Back to.
So we're recalling it from the House floor,
right.
Apparently. And is there any objection to recalling the bill? Seeing none, hearing none. So ordered. Sue.
Good morning.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, you have before you dash B7 amendments to House Bill 2298 be engrossed. And this is for, I guess what I call a technical fix, all along the intent of the, for the basis of distribution of the school improvement funds has been extended ADMW. The runs that have been done for showing the amount to the school district have been done on extended ADMW, but the language in the B engrossed version of the bill is not clear. So as an example, if you look on page 3, you'll see that in line 4, the amendments would, lines 3 and 4, the amendments would delete for the prior distribution year in line 5 in the prior distribution year, and then in line 8, it would insert extended before weighted average daily membership, and this would clarify that the basis to be used for distribution is, in fact, extended ADMW.
So tell me the difference between ADMW and extended ADMW.
Mr. Chair, the ADMW as used in the de-engrossed version of the bill would be the prior year ADMW. The extended is simply the higher of the prior year or the current year, the higher of the two. So just for your information, by making this change, what happens is the overall statewide ADMW extended is greater than just the prior year, and so the amount per student actually goes down a little bit. If you've got a declining district or a district where there's relatively flat growth, you're going to see a little less in total funds distributed from the school improvement fund. If you have a high growth district, you'll see more total funds distributed from the school improvement fund.
Okay, other questions?
Or is there opposition to making this change?
Mr. Chair and Senator Trowe, actually it was the sponsors of the bill who requested the hit, so I don't believe your position that there are.
Is that correct, Representative Linders? You were scheduled to carry this to
I was
floor.
Scheduled to carry it to the floor, and Sue sent me a note and said there was this technical glitch that we needed to bring it back to fix it.
Okay, does anybody have any objections to the, let's see, do we have printed amendments?
Yes, I
have. I move the B7 amendments, Mr. Chair.
Senator Trowe moves the B7 amendments to House Bill 2298. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so orders. Senator Trowe moves House Bill 2298 as amended by the B7 amendments to the full Ways and Means Committee. Is there, with a due pass recommendation, is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so ordered. Is there any other business to come before this committee? There is not. We are adjourned. Full committee at 10.